章第七到第十二节。
Today's passage is taken from the book of James, chapter 5, verse 7 to 12.
雅各书第五章第七到第十二节。伟正弟兄会念英语，看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint。
Verse 7. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of the patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no, otherwise you will be condemned.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
我的儿子在新州幼稚园上学。
My son is currently studying in the kindergarten located in church.
其中一课呢，就是用这个成语故事来教导成语。
And one of the classes there uses stories to teach idioms.
所以我的儿子在那里呢，就学会了这个守株待兔这个成语。
From there, my son learned this idiom called 守株待兔 which means to trust in luck for your own actions.
我为了让这个儿子更多了解，还有更多学习一些成语。
In order to let my son have a deeper knowledge of idioms,
我就自己呢就教导一些那些成语的那些反义词的成语。
So I taught him the opposites of some of these idioms.
比方说他学乱七八糟。
For example, if he learned an idiom about being messy.
我就教他井井有条。
I'll teach him another idiom about tidiness.
如果他学齐心合力。
If he learned about a concerted group effort.
我就教他各自为政。
I will teach him about acting on one's will.
所以这个难题就来了。
Hence we have a problem here.
你们认为这个守株待兔，它的相反的成语是什么呢？
What do you think is the opposite of 守株待兔 to place the consequence of your actions on chance?
想一下，好像没有很直接的相反的成语哦。
Is it like there are no opposite appropriate opposite idioms for this?
所以我就想，这个守株待兔到底是什么意思？
So I started to ponder on the meaning of this idiom.
那这个成语故事呢，就是说在战国时，宋国有一个农民。
Now the story behind this is that during the Warring States period, there was a peasant in the Song State.
然后他就看到一个兔子呢，就撞在一个树根上，就死了。
He found a rabbit that died after running into a tree.
哦，免费的兔子，哇，很好。
That was a free rabbit.
所以呢，他就放下锄头呢，就在那个树根旁边等待，希望再一次呢，有兔子自己去那边撞死。
So he proceeded by putting aside his equipment and waited by the tree, hoping that.Another rabbit meets the same fate.
这当然就再也无收获了。
Naturally, he was unable to achieve anything from that.
所以一般人就用这个成语呢来表达一个人呢不知变通、死脑筋，或者是墨守成规。
That's why in general, people use this idiom to signify the inability to be flexible, having a one-track mind and routinism.
所以如果我们照这个意思的话呢，那相反的成语就。有比方说随机应变啊，或者是标新立异啦。
So based on this definition, the opposite of this idiom would be 随机应变 or 标新立异 which means to adapt oneself quickly to any changes.
不过我在想说，既然这个是一个成语故事哦。
However, since this is an idiom with a story inside,
那我就比较看重这个故事里面的这个情节。
I prefer to place more emphasis on the plot.
我就在想，这个农民他在那个树根旁边等待这个兔子自己送上门，撞死在树根上，那是怎样的一种心态呢？
I was thinking for this peasant to wait by a tree and to wait for the rabbit to kill itself by running into the tree. What sort of mindset is this?
这是一种贪图，不要经过劳力而 贪图想要得到成功的一种非常侥幸的心理。
This becomes a desire to obtain success without putting any effort.
所以我就要趁机教导我的儿子说，哎，不要有这种痴心妄想，然后做那种空等待的人。
So I wanted to take this opportunity to teach my son not to become a person who indulges in wishful thinking, and empty waiting.
可是我又想说，哎，可是等待好像本身又没有什么不对嘛。
But I thought there's nothing really wrong with waiting.
忍耐也是一种美德，对吗？
Patience is a virtue.
所以我也要教导我的儿子说，哎，要学习忍耐等待，而不要像那种爱哭闹的孩子要什么有什么。
I wanted to teach my son about waiting, about patience and waiting, and not to be like some children who throw tantrums and get everything that they want.
所以如何要教导我的儿子说又要学习忍耐，可是又不是那种守株待兔的那种等待。
How do I teach my son to exercise patience and not the kind of waiting that was described in the idiom?
所以我就跟我的儿子说，哦，这个守株待兔的这个反义词的成语呢，就是蓄势待发。
Hence, I felt that the opposite of 守株待兔 is 迅速待发 to
蓄势待发。
Yeah, to save up strength and start out.
那可能你们自己会想到比我更好的成语。
Now you'll probably be able to think of a better idiom than me.
不过我蛮喜欢我自己在这边的诠释。
But I still like my interpretation very much.
这个守株待兔，还有这个蓄势待发，这两个成语都有那个等待的含义。
Both the idioms have references to waiting.
可是，在心态上呢，这个是一种迥然不同的等待，两个是不同的。
However, in terms of mindsets, the interpretation of waiting is rather different in both idioms.
这个守株呢，它是一种非常被动，在那边等待的那种情况。
Waiting by the tree is an act of passiveness.
可是蓄势的时候呢，是非常主动的。
But 蓄势 is more active.
在蓄势的时候呢，你就必须养精蓄锐。
So when you're saving up your strength, you should be nursing yourself at the same time.
你必须有所准备啦。
You need to be prepared.
你所期待的那个后果，跟你现在的安排行动必须是吻合的。
The outcome you anticipate should be in accordance to your plans and your actions.
同样呢，待兔是非常被动的。
Now waiting for the rabbit is an act of passivity.
可是待发的时候呢，却是非常主动的。
But waiting to start out, that's active.
当你是待发的时候呢，你不是在那边等着兔子送上门。
When you're waiting to set out, you're not waiting for the rabbit to arrive at your footstep.
那是一种没有头绪的等待。
That's waiting without an idea of what's going to happen.
那是一种非常侥幸的等待。
That is waiting on chance.
当你是在待发的时候呢，你其实是在等待这个时机成熟。
Now, when you're waiting to set out, you are in actual fact, waiting for the right moment.
你不是说你不要任何的行动。
It's not.
That you don't want any. It's not that you don't want any actions. 可是。那是因为呢，你知道有该做的时候和不该做的时候。
You know when there's time to do something or not to do something.
所以其实你是掌控整个局面的。
Now you are in control of the situation.
看起来呢，你只是在等待。
You may look like you are waiting.
不过真正的目的呢，还是为了要行动。
But your real motive is to take action.
我在想这两个成语的时候呢，我就意识到说，哎，其实等待也是一种学问。
When I was thinking about these two poems, these two idioms, it dawned on me that the act of waiting is a knowledge in itself.
今天我们的主题是要忍耐。
Today, the main theme of the Bible is centralized on patience.
让我们花一段时间反省一下。
Let's spend some time to think about it.
你认为今天经文里的忍耐是守株待兔的等待，还是蓄势待发的等待呢？
Do you think the patience mentioned in the Bible is like waiting for the rabbit to come, or is it like waiting for the opportunity to take action?
老实说，现今社会呢，最缺乏的就是这种忍耐等候的心。
To be honest, what society lacks today is patience.
我们什么都要及时的。
We want everything with immediacy.
生活中，比方说我们吃饭，我们要快餐。
When we eat, we choose to go for fast food.
买东西送东西的时候，我们用快递。
to deliver something, we use courier services.
我们的娱乐，我们要及时的快感。
We want immediate gratification when it comes to entertainment.
我们的学习，我们要及时的帮助。
We want immediate help when you are learning.
而这种习惯也延伸到工作。
Such a habit extends to work as well.
我们在工作上，我们要有及时的效果。
We want immediate rewards.
我们要有及时的改变。
We want immediate change.
我们要有及时的服务。
We want immediate assistance.
我们要及时的回应。
We want immediate replies.
从生活到工作是这样，即使到了教会也是这样。
Now, this is seen in our lives, in our work, and even in church.
在敬拜呢，我们要及时的感受。
We want to be touched immediately after worship.
这个敬拜 not happening 啊，我不要在这边了。
If I don't get any form of satisfaction, I'll leave.
在团契、在小组，我们要有及时的感情。
We want immediate bonding after fellowship.
这小组好像不热情了，我不要在这边。
If it doesn't suit me, I think I don't fit here.
面对困难的时候，我们要有及时的解答。
When we have problems, we want immediate solutions to it.
在事工上，我们要有及时的发展。
We want immediate progress in our ministries.
可是教会需要的，并不是那个即刻的及时，而是及时雨的及时。
What the church needs is the immediacy that expresses, 及时 but not, sorry, it's not the immediacy that expresses 及时 but timeliness that expresses 及时。
及时还有及时，这两个及时，它是有微妙的不同的。
There's a subtle difference between immediacy and timeliness.
虽然两个都有一样的地方，可是也有不一样的地方。
There are similarities and differences between immediacy and timeliness.
他们两个都包含，比方说要马上做事情。
Both have references to doing something right away.
可是及时呢，这个第二个及时，它却有这种抓住时机、非常适时的这个意思。
But 及时 that expresses timeliness, it has an additional reference to seizing an opportunity or a right moment.
那不是每样事情呢，快就是好。
Quick does not equate to good in everything.
特别是在言语方面。
Especially so in speech.
在对的时间点说该说的话呢，那才是最重要的。
Where the ability to speak at the right moment is more important.
比方说说笑话就非常看重这个时间点。
Especially when you're telling a joke, the timing is important.
在一个访谈节目呢，就有一位主持人，他就访问一位谐星。
There was this talk show where the host was asking a comedian.
他就问说，你跟那个搞笑天王合作。
You had a chance to work with a celebrity comedian.
你觉得你最大的收获是什么呢？
And what was your biggest takeaway from that?
那个谐星就说，这次我非常荣幸能够跟那个搞笑天王合作。
No, he replied that it was an honor to be able to collaborate with such a big name celebrity.
我从天王那里学到了很多。
I have learned many things from him.
那最大的这个功课。
And the biggest lesson I learned.
也是我最难以忘记的。
And the most unforgettable one.
也是非常刻骨铭心的。
And something I will remember with deep gratitude.
我就是记得就是
The one I remember will is
什么啊
I've forgotten.
没有对 OK 非常我常记在心的这个
Yes, I remember it now.
也永远难忘的这个功课呢
And I won't forget this lesson.
就是喜剧的这个时间点
It's on comedic timing.
所以因此呢，我们看到，特别是在言语的事情上呢，这个及时语的及时，就胜于那个即刻的及时。
So from this we can see that, during conversation, timeliness is more important than immediacy.
在这个雅各书里面呢，它就跟旧约里面的这个智慧文学，比方说箴言呢是一样，非常强调这个在言语上的这个纪律。
Now, the book of James is similar to the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament in that there's a strong emphasis on the discipline in speech.
不管是在第一章或者是第三章呢，雅各呢都提醒教会的信徒说，你们必须懂得怎么勒住自己的舌头。
Be it chapters 1 or 3 in the book of James, it's repeated that the church believers have to know how to hold their tongue.
所以在这个忍耐等候的这个课题上呢，同样是也可以学习到同样的功课。
So we can learn similar lessons in this topic on patience in waiting.
当我们不愿意忍耐的时候，
when we are not willing to be patient,
当我们什么都要及时的改变的时候，
when you want immediate change,
当我们要及时的表态的时候，
or immediate declaration,
我们就勒不住自己的舌头，
we are unable to hold our tongue,
也就难免会发生这种言语的过犯，
and commit offense in speech.
今天的经文里面谈到了两种这种言语的罪。
The passage today mentions about two types of offenses in speech.
第一种呢，就在第九节这里说，弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。
The first is in verse 9 of the scripture. Do not grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door.
当我们想到这个埋怨的时候呢，也许我们就会联想到这个以色列人在旷野里面是如何的埋怨摩西、埋怨亚伦。
The grumbling reminds us about how the Israelites were complaining about Moses and about Aaron.
他们甚至在那边埋怨上帝。
And even about God.
可是，在雅各书这里，这个埋怨呢，并不是那种埋怨。
However, the grumbling in this is not this sort of complaining.
相反的呢，其实那种埋怨呢是一种被苦待的哀求。
Conversely, the grumbling the Israelites had were cries of mourning.
所以在出埃及记里面也有用这个词，而用的时候呢是用于在以色列子民他们在埃及的时候呢被奴的那种哀惜跟哀求。
So this sort of grumbling comes about through their painful suffering as slaves in Egypt.
在出埃及记第二章那里说，过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工，就用了这个字，哀惜、哀求，他们的哀声达于神。
Exodus chapter 2, during that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God.
24节，神看见他们的哀声。就纪念亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
Verse 24, God heard their groaning, and He remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
同样的字呢，也在这个第六章，那里说，我也听见以色列人被埃及人苦待的哀声，也纪念我的约。
Similarly, in chapter 6, moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered My covenant.
所以在这个雅各书里面的这个埋怨并不是说只是你不好了我不好了这样的埋怨。
Hence the kind of grumbling we're talking about is not just about finger pointing.
这里的埋怨呢所指的呢是一种被苦待的指控。
It's an accusation based on painful suffering.
我先前有提到说这个罗马社会里面他们如何的这个贫富悬殊。
I have preached before about the disparity between the rich and the poor during the Roman times.
而有钱人呢就欺压穷人的那种现实情况。
And the oppression on the poor by the rich was a reality.
如果是这样的话，那你可能会问说，哎，这样他们彼此在那边抱怨这样的情况，有何不可呢？
This being the case, why should they not complain about the inequality of life?
为什么雅各要在那里阻止他们这样子的抱怨呢？
And why would James want to stop them?
其实原因是很简单的。
The reason is rather simple.
那是因为审判的主权是在于神。
That's because God has the power to judge.
我再说一次，审判的主权是在于神。
Now, the power to judge is with God.
主内弟兄姐妹，他们一定要避免彼此论断。
Brothers and sisters, we should avoid such forms of judgment.
为什么要避免论断呢？因为雅各书之前就已经说了，那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原是向审判夸神。
Now why is that so? Because it's mentioned in James. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
当我们觉得事情是不公平的时候，
When we feel that there's inequality,
我们以为说只有我们的看法才是对的。
We think that only our own opinions matter.
你只要上网看看你就知道了。
You just need to go on the internet.
那些批评政府的言论处处可见。
There are numerous complaints against the government in forums and blogs.
的确，政府的政策呢，是当然会有许多不足的地方。
Of course, governmental policies definitely have their shortcomings.
不过我在这些批判里面呢，我也察觉到，其实很多人呢，他们是自以为是。
Now through these accusations, criticisms, we are aware that many people are very self-righteous.
他们的批判呢也是毫不留情的。
And they just complain mercilessly.
他们看不见自己的眼中有良木，却一直盯住人家眼中有刺。
They fail to see their own flaws and they start to pinpoint the faults of others.
所以我们要反省一下，我们几时都变成了审判官呢？
So we have to self-reflect. Since when have we become a judge?
只有神才是审判的主。
Only God has the right to judge.
这是第一个言语的过犯。
And that's the first offense.
第二个言语的过犯呢，就在第十二节。
The second type of offense is found in verse 12.
我的弟兄们，最要紧的是不可以起誓，不可指着天起誓，不可指着地起誓，无论任何的事都不可起。
Verse 12. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear.Not by heaven, or by earth, or by anything else.
在这里所说的启示呢，并不是在那种公堂上，或者是在公文里面的启示。
The type of swearing here does not refer to the court or official documents.
在这里的启示呢，因为那种启示呢，其实就是法律程序所需要的。
Because those type of swearing are procedures of the legal practice.
这里的启示所说的呢，是让为了要让自己所说的话呢更加有这个可信度而做的那种启示。
The swearing we are talking about here is about increasing the credibility of the words that you speak.
而在当时候的这样子的习惯是非常普通的。
And such a practice was very common in those days.
可是耶稣却认为，不单单只是在公堂上或者是公文里面呢，我们必须说真话。
However, Jesus felt that the truth should not just be said in court.
Official
documents.
就在平时呢，我们必须也是毫无虚言的。
Even in our daily lives, we should not have empty words.
为什么要这样子呢？因为真理必须是你的本质，而不是只有在有需要的时候才说真话。
That's because the truth needs to be your true nature, and not to be said only when there's a need to.
在马太福音里面，耶稣就说：“我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义。”断不能进天国。
Matthew chapter 5, For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
你可能会说，为什么耶稣讲得这么坚决呢？这些难道就这样子就不能进天国吗？
Why does Jesus speak with so much determination? Is it because you can't go to heaven?
那是因为天国的子民呢，必须是象征真理的子民。
That's because the children of heaven should be people who symbolize the truth.
所以如果耶稣呢已经把他的旨意讲清楚了，
If Jesus has really explicitly stated his will,
那为什么会有些人会按耐不住，然后用启示来增加自己的这个可信度呢？
Why do people still lack patience and make use of oaths to increase their own credibility?
其实不管是启示也好，或者是论断人也好呢，这都是跟这个缺乏忍耐是有关系的。
In actual fact, be it swearing or judging, they're all connected with having a lack in patience.
当我们论断人的时候，
when we judge others,
那是因为我们要有及时的裁决。
It's because we want an immediate verdict.
是的，论断人，当然我们就不能也不能真正的改变那个不公义的情况。
It's true when we judge others, we cannot do anything to change inequality.
可是至少我们觉得啦，我们在思想上，或者是我们已经在言语上呢，我们已经是审判了，然后已经审判完毕了。
But at least in terms of ideas and speech, the verdict is already complete.
我们要那个及时的裁决。
We want the immediate verdict.
当我们在论断人或者是在埋怨人的时候呢，就是因为这样子。
That is why we judge others and complain about others.
当我们启示的时候呢，那个心理也是一样的。
When we take oaths, the mentality is the same.
那是因为我们要有这个，可以有一个及时的这个信任度。
That's because we want immediate trust from others.
我们不要等待这个真相大白。
We cannot wait for the truth to be out.
不要等待清者之清。
We cannot wait for the verdict.
我们就要以神的名呢来许下这个重话。
That's why we pledge our words under God's name.
其实这是一种非常心虚的行为。
In actual fact, this is rather guilty behavior.
让我们记得说，在新约里面呢，唯一启示的人呢，就是彼得。
Let's remember that in the New Testament, the only person that saw was Peter.
彼得发咒启示说，我不认得你们所说的这个人，这个人当然就是耶稣。
He began to call down curses and he swore to them, I don't know this man you're talking about, and this is Jesus.
结果呢，彼得所说的却是谎言。
However, what he said was a lie.
所以我们发现呢，其实真理是值得等待。
So we realize that the truth is worth waiting for.
英文里面有这个词呢，叫做 quiet confidence.
In English, there's a term called quiet confidence.
我把它翻译成沉稳的信心。Quiet confidence. 这个 quiet confidence 呢，沉稳的信心呢，它就是一种能够蓄势待发的等待。
This is similar to the idiom that we mentioned earlier about saving up your strength before setting out.
那是为了要有，我们知道有一个非常适时机的的说话，还有一种及时雨的行动，那我们就现在就忍耐等待时机。
This is for speaking at the right moment and acting at the same time, and how we should be patient and wait for the right opportunity.
可能你会问说，哎，这种沉稳的信心，这个信心是从哪里来的？
You may be asking, where do we get this trust from?
Faith. 然后这样的信心的内容又是什么呢？
What is the content of such faith?
这种信心呢，是从真正认识上帝而来的。
This faith comes from knowing God wholeheartedly.
Truly. 在雅各在十一节这里说，主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
In verse 11 it says, the Lord is full of compassion and mercy.
满心怜悯，大有慈悲。你要问你自己，你相信吗？
Compassion and mercy, do you believe in that?
你相信吗？ 你的信心里面真的有这个吗？
Do you really believe in that?
雅各相信。
James believes so.
雅各相信，所以他可以非常肯定地说，主来的日子近了。
He believes so, so he said that the Lord's coming is near.
他也坦言说，看哪，审判的主站在门前了。
And he also said that the judge is standing at the door.
雅各是因为他真正的认识、相信上帝。
It's because James truly knew God.
所以他就相信说，神的审判就会像及时雨一样，时候到的时候，审判就会来临。
And so he believed that God's judgment is like a sudden rain. It comes when the time is right.
他有这种沉稳的信心。
Such quiet confidence that he possesses.
这种沉稳的信心呢，就像一个在耕田的农夫。
It's just like a farmer in a field.
在撒种的时候呢，离那个收割的时候是很远的。
The time period between planting and harvesting is a long one.
可是他对于季节的认识。
But he has the knowledge of the seasons.
他知道现在急也急不来。
And he knows there's no point hurrying right now.
拔苗助长也没用。
And no point rushing the harvest.
反而是现在呢，就要凭信心来撒种。
He has to base his harvest based on trust.
然后他就要耐心的等待那个秋雨跟春雨的来临。
He has to patiently wait for rains during the autumn and spring.
他有这种沉稳的信心。
He has such faith and confidence.
然后他知道时候到的时候，雨就会来。
He knows that when the time arrives, the rain will come along as well.
而现在最有意义的事情呢，就是安排一切，蓄势待发。
So the most meaningful thing he can do now is to plan accordingly, and to save up the strength before setting out.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
苦难是人生里面少不了的。
Suffering is inevitable in life.
在特别是现在这种经济危机的时候
，especially so in economic recession，
也许我们就想要追求一些非常及时的方案
，perhaps you might be looking for a quick fix solution，
有些教会就奉主的名。
Some churches are mentioned in God's name.
指着圣经做出各样荣华富贵的启示。
And pointed out the different forms of riches that God has promised.
有些人呢，就从政府埋怨到新移民。
People may be complaining from the government to foreign immigrants.
从老板埋怨到同事。
Or from complaining about their bosses, to their colleagues.
这些都是在反映我们对神缺乏了沉稳的信心。
All this reflects our lack of confidence in God.
雅各要我们像以前的这些众先知一样为榜样。
James wants us to take the prophets as a role model.
他称他们为那些是有福的人。
And consider them as people who are blessed.
有福的人指的就是被神所接纳的人。
People who are blessed are those who have been accepted by God.
这里的重点呢是神。
The emphasis here is on God.
因为只有神才是能够裁决一切审判的主。
And because only God's the only one who has the right to judge.
所以我们要等待。
That's why we have to wait for judgment.
因为审判是需要等待的。
So we have to wait. Yeah, we have to wait for judgment.
这些众先知他们都经历过这样的等待。
Even the prophets have to experience such a wait.
因为他们宣讲神的话的时候，当然神的审判是还没有来临。
That is because while they're preaching, the judgment has not arrived.
所以他们就需要那种沉稳的信心。
So that's why they need to have quiet confidence.
我们可以想象，当他们说的时候，不相信的人大有人在。
You can imagine there will be many, many people who do not believe.
不相信的人包括当时候的祭司当时候的君王 都不相信。
And these kind of people could include priests and kings.
可是先知却有那种沉稳的信心。
However, they have the sort of quiet confidence.
他们知道当时候就算他们埋怨也没用。
They know there's no point grumbling.
他们歧视也没用。
Or no point swearing.
既然他们相信神的话，那他们就必须忍耐，用耐心来等待神审判的时候。
If they were to believe in the word, then the only way is to wait patiently for judgment.
今天的这个主题呢，有所期待的有福人，这个主题我想了很久。
I spent quite a while thinking about the title of today's sermon. In the end, I decided to call it the blessed with something to look forward to.
Those with something to look forward to are those who are blessed. Okay.
Similar.
Literally, literally. Okay. 那是因为我相信说，其实有所期待呢，是一种福分。
Because I believe that it's a blessing to have something to look forward to.
那我们知道有些人他们就是怨天尤人。
We know there are people who put all their blame on others.
有些人喜欢夸大其词。
And there are people who like to exaggerate.
为什么他们这样子呢？因为他们没有期待。
Why do they do this? I think it's because they do not have something to look forward to.
所以他们就需要非常及时的泄愤。
So they need an immediate outlet to vent their anger.
他们需要一种及时的说服力。
And to place their conviction on others.
有所期待的人是不需要这些的。
People with a sense of anticipation do not need all these.
因为他知道他们的神必按时带来公义，带来和平。
Because they know that their God brings in equality and peace with good timing.
所以呢，他们就与世无争。
Hence, they distance themselves from the world.
他们的言谈自若。
They speak with a sense of calm.
我希望我们都能够成为这样有所期待的有福人。
We want to become such a blessed person.
让我们来祷告。